Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Yankee game last night caused a lot of emotions, to say the least. When you're up 10-1, you think it's going to be easy. And then all of a sudden, it's not 10-1. And it's 10-7. It's 10-8. It's 10-9. But the Yankees did win last night, and they gained a game on the Boston Red Sox as they try to lock down the number one wild card spot. The number one thing I took out of last night's Yankee survival is Devin Williams, because he did it again. Ever since Devin Williams had the implosion against Houston, Devin Williams has now made four consecutive appearances, all in close games, all in what they called hold situations, basically a save situation.
Yeah.
And he has responded every time. And think about who he did it against. A scoreless inning and a win against the Blue Jays, a scoreless inning and a win against the Red Sox, a scoreless inning and a win against the Red Sox. And then even last night, I know it's the Twins, but that could have been like an all-time loss.
Right.
So Devin Williams has put together four consecutive really good performances. And when you factor that in along with the state of the Yankee bullpen, hasn't Devin Williams earned the trust back?
I mean, in a sense, but only because who else are you trusting? The challenge is that we've seen this before. We've seen him get kind of right again. And then the next thing you know, he's in another big high leverage situation and he falters. That's why you, as good as he's been as of late, you don't really trust it. Like you believe in it because he's done it, but you also don't trust it.
And to your point, you don't have any other choice but to trust it.
Right.
Even if you don't trust it, because Luke Weaver's an issue right now.
Yep.
And, you know, Mark Leiter Jr. was weird yesterday. He ended up getting some really big outs. He also came like an inch away from giving up a game-tying home run.
Yeah.
So I don't know how
was at the back of the warning track.
Oh, dude, I thought off the bat it was gone. And no one trusts Mark Leiter Jr. I mean, so despite the good that he kind of gave you yesterday, it's kind of Devin Williams by default at this point.
It is Devin Williams by default. And then the playoffs, does he rise to the occasion? That's what you hope for. That's the only thing you can hope for, is that come playoff time, he rises to the occasion. All of those troubles that plagued him intermittently throughout this regular season just go away, and he's Devin Williams that you acquired because you thought he was one of the best closers in the game. I don't trust that. I don't think any Yankee fan does, but Aaron Boone doesn't have a choice.
You don't trust him, but right now, who do you trust more on the trust tree, Devin Williams or Luke Weaver?
The problem is we saw it from Luke a year ago.
I know we did. We've seen more from Luke Weaver as a Yankee than we have Devin Williams, but yeah. Luke Weaver's also had some very, very bad moments recently. Do you trust more?
We're week to week, I think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Yeah. Here's the irony.
Week to week, day to day.
Ask me in a day.
Yeah. The irony of Devin Williams is kind of a microcosm of the Yankees themselves. You don't trust the Yankees to get through the American League, just like you don't trust Devin Williams to get the big outs. But when comparing them to their peers, Devin Williams and the other guys in the bullpen, you kind of have no choice to trust them. When you compare the Yankees to the other teams in the American League, again, you find themselves in a spot where I guess I feel like I do trust them. Mm-hmm. So it's, you don't trust Devin Williams, you don't trust the Yankees, but when comparing what you have to trust them against, you trust them.
Right. He just confused the crap out of me.
I know that was confusing, but I know it made
sense.
Comparatively
speaking, it's hard to trust anybody, is what he's saying. But you're right about Devin Williams. The last four outings, he's been fine.
He's responded.
Right.
And again, think about the competition. Two games against the Red Sox, mm-hmm. a game against the Blue Jays, and I know last night's the Minnesota Twins, but you lose that game last night.
Yeah.
We're having a very different conversation today. I mean, Yankee fans are freaking out if they lose that game last night.
The thing is, it's the Houston game that they, and I think we overreact because of who he got bombed against, and it was Houston.
And remember, he also had major issues with the umpire and some of the calls in that game. Not to make an excuse, but just to remind people what he was going through.
Right, but if I want to be fair, if you have to go all the way back to August 8th, when it was the last time he gave up double-digit run, or two runs or more, and then he had, what, six, seven, eight straight outings where he was fine, right? He maybe had some walks in there, but he was fine. He didn't give up any runs.
Right.
Then Chicago, he gives up a run. That is what it is, whatever. It's the White Sox. But then he gets bombed against Houston.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, we believe it's Devin Williams that you don't trust anymore. But since that point, he's been great.
And funnily enough, even before that, like, he had a stretch, like you mentioned, in August where he was pitching well until really that Houston game.
Yes.
So in his last 14 appearances, he's given up runs in only two of those 14 games.
Right,
the Houston one, and then he gave up some runs in the Chicago game. He blew that game, but the Yankees won anyway, so everybody was okay with it. But the other 12 performances he's had, he's either gotten the save, he's gotten the hold, or he's just pitched well. So it's actually like an extended stretch where he's been more good than bad.
No doubt.
I think
about
the bad taste, though, is very difficult to get out of one's mouth.
Well, and again, I think that's because it was Houston. It was the Astros.
Yeah. But he responded against the Blue Jays and the Red Sox.
Of course. But if it's not the Astros, we don't even it's like, all right, whatever. He had a bad day.
It was also really bad. And it was
tossed and everything else, and it was bad.
But I do remember, you know, after that game against the Astros, and I think I even said this on the radio, and I certainly wasn't the only one saying, hey, Booney, you can't use this guy in a high-leverage spot. Well, obviously he has to.
Of course
I mean,
does.
When you look at this bullpen right now, David Bednar's done a really good job where you trust him.
Yeah.
And I think come postseason time, you're going to ask David Bednar to get five outs, dare I say six outs.
Right. But he might scare you sometimes because he'll give up a home run here or there.
He's not perfect.
But.
Like, he's not, no offense, no one will ever be Mariano Rivera, so that's not like the fair comp.
Right.
But he's not like lockdown. He's just clearly the best of their options, and he's done a really good job since he got here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even last night, he gave up the home run, but whatever. He had a two-run lead.
Right.
No big deal. He got the next two guys out. But after David Bednar, outside of David Bednar, there isn't a lot you can trust. Tim Hill in the right lane, sure. But Luke Weaver is all over the place. Sean said it. It's week to week, day to day. Devin Williams is going to have to be a big part of the New York Yankee bullpen come playoff time.
Yeah, I think you're just going to have to trust Devin Williams over Luke Weaver. Because Luke Weaver looks like he's lost.
And the question one has to ask themselves, and this is such
and he hasn't corrected it like Devin.
No. I mean, his last appearance was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound like such a negative question, but I only ask it, Sean, because of the way you've talked.
Okay.
Not me. This is your fault, what I'm about to ask.
Sure, blame me.
You've been very clear that the Yankees are going to get eliminated.
Yes.
Very clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, when it all ends,
how do you want it to end?
How is it going to end? Not how do you want it to end. In our sleep is usually the answer.
Oh, you know how it's ending.
It's going to end with what? Devin Williams, Is it going to end with just the bullpen in general? Is it going to end with the offense getting shut down? Like, how does this end that the last taste in your mouth on the Yankee failure of 2025 is going to be what?
In their do-or-die game, the Yankees will have a lead. They will feel comfortable. They will bring in Devin Williams. And Anthony Volpe will commit an error in the field while Devin Williams is on the mound. Devin Williams will then begin to melt down as a result of said error. Yankees go listlessly, ending on an Aaron Judge strikeout in that last inning. And that's how the season ends.
That's very specific and depressing.
He's very specific to Volpe.
I know. You can have everything. All there, right? Bullpen implosion that starts with Volpe not being able to field, and your best hitter that we've been counting on every year in October, you hope can come through, strikes out the end of the year.
So it's everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything, that you've been worrying about for the last, basically, year.
Yeah. You know what? Throw in the third inning, Jazz will get ejected.
Jazz is too cool to get ejected.
Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking the call. Listen, this Yankees bullpen right now is filled with garbage time pitchers. And that is a serious problem come the postseason. Because guess what? They're not winning games 10-0 in the postseason. All right? Like, this is where everybody's pitching at their highest level. So my proposal at this point, you got a guy in Cam Schlittler right now that is the only human being that I would trust in a high-leverage situation late in the game other than David Bednar. Mm. You guys made the perfect point of Bednar being there probably for 5 to 6 outs in a game. I couldn't agree more. You know who's getting those 3 outs right before him? Cam Schlittler.
I mean, it's a good idea. You need in that because, position. Look, he's not going to be in the starting rotation. So it makes sense if we're a young kid, don't put so much pressure on him like the Mets are going to have to do with Nolan McClain to go be a great starter in whatever round, whether it's a wild card, probably not the wild card, but divisional round. So put him in the bullpen.
Oh, no doubt.
Let him throw gas for however many outs he needs to get.
He's already throwing gas. We saw it in yesterday's game. But instead of asking Cam Schlittler to fight you through 5 innings, now you're saying, go get me 3 outs.
Yes.
And potentially, that's all it is.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.